This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association CEO says when it comes to cell-based proteins, beef producers want market fairness.
This is not necessarily about being afraid of cell-based protein. It's making sure that they have to follow the same rules that we do. And that is why the announcement from USDA that a certificate of inspection had been provided for this cell-based chicken product was actually a win for us.
NCBA CEO Colin Woodall says cell-based protein producers want to be under the authority of the Food and Drug Administration, not the Department of Agriculture.
If you're a food manufacturer that has FDA inspection, you might get inspected once a week, maybe once a year, based upon your risk assessment. That's unacceptable for somebody that's going to be in supposedly the meat or protein business, because we have to be inspected every single day. So we did lead a coalition several years ago that got the USDA inspection, so that's a win.
Now Woodall says NCBA's focus is making sure the label is clear to the consumer on what they're actually buying, looking at things that, such as lab-grown, cell-cultured, and synthetic. He says we have to be very careful that whatever we come up with doesn't have any loopholes like we find in many federal regulations where they could circumvent it and come up with something like slaughter-free beef.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.